evening. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you for your anointing and your call upon my life to minister your word. And I'm standing on that, resting on that, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, I'll just read one verse, and that would be verse 3. And this is the Apostle Paul writing to the Thessalonian church. In verse 3, he says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abound toward each other." Did you hear that? I said, did you hear that? Amen. Well, I tell you what, I want to read it again. Okay, I want you to get this. I want to read it again. It says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly." Oh, what a compliment. I said, what a blessing. What a testimony. That the Apostle Paul himself recognized that the faith of this church was growing. Amen. It says, "Your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other." Now, these are two very, very important things that he just mentioned in this third verse of 2 Thessalonians. Number one, he said, your faith is growing. Your faith is growing. And brothers and sisters, that's what we need today. That is what we must have today. Are you with me? Now, the second thing he said is that the love that they had towards each other was abounding. Hallelujah. And those are the two things I believe that the devil attacks the most. He tries to attack our faith. Yeah, he does. He wants to attack our faith. He wants us to doubt God, to walk and live in doubt and uncertainty and really unbelief. Amen. Now, my subject today, if you got to have one, is growing stronger and stronger day by day. Amen. Growing stronger and stronger day by day. Hallelujah. So you got to understand that it's your faith that the enemy is after. He don't want you to believe God. He don't want you to trust God. He don't want you to depend on God. He wants you to find another way. He wants you to find something else to put your trust in rather than God himself. As a matter of fact, he would prefer that you found something that you can see to put your trust in. That's called idol worship. Okay? And the second thing that the enemy fights is our love for one another. You know, it doesn't take much. And this is not in every case, but it for some folks, it don't take very much for them to have had enough of each other. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that we are imperfect vessels. All of us, we are imperfect vessels. Sometimes we make mistakes. That's where love and forgiveness comes in. Is there one more amen out here somewhere? God wants his people to love each other and to get along with each other. Matter of fact, Jesus said all the commandments of the Old Testament hang on two commandments for us. First one is we're to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. In other words, with everything that's in us. Love him. Love him. Love him. And he said the second one is just like it. We are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. You're still here. We're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Praise God. So now let's get back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. He commended them on their growing faith. Now, I won't read the whole chapter, but you can read it yourself. As a matter of fact, you can read the whole book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, if you'd like. But one of the things that he noted was the fact that they had been going through some trials. They were having some hard times. Things weren't always easy. How many of you know that things are not always going to be easy? Can I tell you something? If we always had everything that we needed, if everything always went the way we thought they should go, and I mean, in our world, nothing ever goes wrong. I mean, everything is absolutely perfect. You know what? We wouldn't need faith. And so perfect that we can see God, and one day we will. The Bible tells us one day we'll see him, we'll be like him, and we'll see him as he is. Oh, by the way, one day there is going to be perfection. There is going to be perfection. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout about that. Oh, folks, it's going to happen. One day there's going to be perfection. Matter of fact, when we get to heaven, that's a perfect place. But can I tell you something else? You probably already know this if you're a student of the word, but one day there's going to be perfection right here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. God says, or the Bible says, that this place one day is going to be burned with fire. But the Apostle John said in the book of Revelation, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. And this time, this earth is going to be a perfect place. You know that was the will of God from the beginning? Amen. Let me say that again. That was the will of God from the beginning. But here's the good thing about what makes it even better. The next time, the devil will not be available to mess things up. According to the word of God, he and all of his cohorts, the fallen angels, demons, the false prophet, and everybody that chose to go with him is one day going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. See, you have to understand something. See, those folks right now that died without Christ, those folks that died without Christ, in other words, they didn't get saved. Right now, sad to say, but it's true, they're in hell. Or some folks would say Hades. I think that's a Greek word for hell. But they're in hell. But can I tell you something? Now, don't think I've gone off the deep end. They're not going to stay in hell. Uh-oh. Don't grab your Bible and leave me now. Hear me out. No. One day they're going to be called. And they're going to have to stand before God Almighty. The Bible calls it the white throne judgment. See, the folks in hell, they hadn't been judged yet. They're just in a holding place until that day. And so they will come before God and they will be judged because of their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, then they will be thrown into the lake of fire. Read your Bible. Read Revelation. They will be thrown into the lake of fire. It says death, hell, and all thrown into the lake of fire. This time, they'll be there for all eternity. Never ended. Wow. I want to encourage anybody, if you're not born again, get saved, please. Why there's a chance. While you have time, give your life to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus Christ. All the partying and the sin and all the stuff that you are doing, it's not worth it. You hear me? It's not worth it. It's not worth going to the lake of fire over. It's not worth it. I don't care how good it feels, how good it looks, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Amen. But now let me get back to my subject. I don't know if I finished tonight. Probably not, but if I don't, that's okay too. Amen. Because we can always, should the Lord tarry, we can always return and pick up where we left off. But now, again, we're talking about growing stronger day by day. Do you know that all of us are supposed to be growing stronger every day? Stronger in the Lord. Now we know that the forces of darkness and in situations and circumstances will try to prevent that. A believer should never become discouraged. Although you may be tempted to be discouraged, don't accept it. Amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles back to, go backwards to the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. Now, I told you earlier about the Thessalonians, how they had some trials and so forth that they had to deal with, but yet their faith was still growing and their love for one another was growing. Romans chapter 5. I want to share with you for another few minutes some things that all of us need to do to make sure that we continue to grow, that we continue to grow in our faith, that we continue to grow in our love, that we continue to grow in every other way. So in Romans chapter 5, I'll just begin reading at verse 1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, if you're born again, say that's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah. What a joy. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody have peace in this place this evening?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about the peace of God. Why? Because I've been justified by faith. I have placed my faith in Him. I have put my trust in Him. And because I placed my trust in Him, peace has come into my life. Amen. And I can have peace in the midst of any storm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now let me read verse 1 again. Grab a hold of it. Don't let it slip. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith. Everybody say by faith.
By faith.
See, folks, you have to understand everything is by faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Everything that we get from God is by faith. Our believing in Him and trusting Him and receiving it. Through whom, I'm back at verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Everybody say stand. In Christ, you should be standing. You shouldn't be laying down. You shouldn't even be sitting down. You should be standing, standing strong. Hallelujah. And listen to this. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, I want to read this to you. These two verses to you from the Passion Translation, beginning at verse 1, listen at this. It says, our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and He now declares us flawless in His eyes. Oh, glory, hallelujah. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. Did you grab that? Did you get it? Or you want me to read verse 1 again? You want to hear it again? All right. This is Passion Translation. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. And he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. Amen. Glory to God. Now, verse 2 in the Passion Translation. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into his marvelous kindness that has given us a perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. Amen. Folks, listen. Oh, my. You know, we can't see it all right now. We can't see it all. But I want to tell you something. When the word of God says, when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. Jesus Christ is glorious. You hear me? I mean, the Apostle John in the book of Revelation described Jesus, what he saw. Matter of fact, he fell at his feet. Jesus Christ is glorious. And we don't have words to describe his true glory. We can't describe it. We can't even truly understand it with our natural minds. But yet it says we too will be like him. Didn't say we would be him. It said we would be like him. One day, you and I will have a glorious body. Remember Moses, the burning bush? Remember God had to hide him? He told him to hide because he couldn't really see God's face. And matter of fact, God only let him see his backside from behind because his glory would be too much for Moses. Yet, think about this. One day, you and I will be able to stand in his presence. Now, if Jesus showed up right now in his glory, all of us would be consumed. This earthen body couldn't handle it. We'd all be consumed. But one day we're going to have a glorious body and we'll be able to stand in his presence. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We have a great future in Christ Jesus. Man, we just need to read the Bible. Just read the Bible. Just read the Bible. No wonder the devil tried to get folks to backslide. Because he knows he's never going to have his chance again. He's never going to have the opportunity that he used to have before he rebelled against God. And now he's trying to rob humanity of theirs. Don't let it happen. Why don't you just look over at somebody and say, please don't let that happen. You know, I don't know I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, you know, I wonder about things, you know, don't know the answer, but sometimes I wonder about things. When the unbeliever, those that have rejected Jesus Christ, stand before him at the white throne judgment, I wonder if they will have a glimpse, and I don't know this. I haven't seen this in the Bible, I'm just saying. I'm wondering if they would have a glimpse of what they could have had, but they lost or rejected. It's a better way of saying it. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. But that would be enough right there to torment you, seeing what you missed out on. Yeah. But I want you to understand, and that's what the Word of God is telling us here, that He's given us a great future. We have a great hope in Christ Jesus. And so you don't want to let this little penny ante stuff that's going on here in the earth, don't let that stuff bother you. Matter of fact, as I told you earlier, we are supposed to be growing stronger and stronger day by day. All righty. Let's take a look at verse 3. And I'm back at the New King James Bible. And not only that, but listen to what it says. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. We glory in tribulation. In other words, what is it saying? It's saying there's going to be trials that come. We're going to be tested. We're going to have to deal with things because we live here in this earth. Okay? We have tests. We have trials sometimes. But we are to glory in our tribulation. We are to rejoice. There should not be a time when we are not rejoicing. Even if there's even tears running down our face, make sure you take some time to praise God. Oh, let me say this. You know, if you receive bad news, if you receive shocking news, take some time to glorify God. Not for the news, not for what's happening. We don't praise God for the bad, but we praise God because He is God. And He is our helper through anything and everything. I'm so glad He said, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hold your place there at Romans 5 and just run over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 right quick. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. Because I made the statement that even if you receive bad news, you still praise God, not for the bad news, but you praise Him because He is God and you know what He's done for you. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to what it says. Verse 16, rejoice always. You see that? Rejoice what?
Always.
What does always mean? I'll tell you, always. Rejoice when it's going good, rejoice when it's not going good. Because what we got to understand, that's helping us grow stronger. So it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Look at verse 18. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, for everything give thanks. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, see, sometimes people read that and they think, oh, God's doing this to me. God's causing this. No. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you or for you. Why would it say that? Because God wants us praising him through the good, through the bad. That's the will of God for us. You hear me? That's God's will for us, is to bless his name. Lord, I don't understand what's going on, but I just praise you and I just magnify you because you told me in everything. And you may be right in the middle of something, but in everything, give thanks to God, because that is God's will, that you praise your way out of every situation and every circumstance. No wonder Jehoshaphat put the praisers out front. Matter of fact, he put the praisers out front. They didn't even have to fight in the battle. God confused the enemy. They start fighting among themselves. You understand? Every obstacle we face in life, every trial, every test is supposed to make us stronger. The enemy might send it to us, but we take it and use it as a stepping stone to get closer to God, so to speak. Are y'all still here? Hallelujah. Because we have his word on it. We have his word. All right, let's go back to Romans 5. And I don't think I'm going to finish this. But I want you, we will be back. But I do want you to get this. Say, I'm supposed to be growing stronger day by day. And see, your strength in God is not supposed to be subject to or limited by what you deal with on a daily basis. So it says, not only, verse 3 again, Romans 5, 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing... Everybody say knowing. See, let me tell you something. When you're going through hard times, when you're going through difficult times, you need to go through it knowing something. You need to go through it knowing the will of God for your life. Just like we read earlier. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you or for you. So when you're in the middle of difficult times, you start praising and magnifying God. That's God's will. And that's going to get you through, and that's going to get you through victorious. And when you come out on the other side of it, you're going to be stronger than you was when you went into it. Do you think those Hebrew boys that came out of the fiery furnace, don't you think they were more fired up, if I can use that term, when they came out than they were when they went in. Because they had witnessed the mighty power of God working on their behalf. Oh, they came out with a testimony, didn't they? And they had such a powerful testimony, you and I are talking about it right now. What about Daniel in the lion's den? I believe Daniel came out stronger than he was. Now, don't get me wrong. He was strong before he went in there. He believed his God. He trusted his God. But he came out with a testimony of God's faithfulness. What about Paul and Silas in prison? Rather than griping and complaining, they decided to just sing praises to the Lord and magnify the Lord. And things got all shook up. You hear me? Glory be to God. Let me tell you, and we're going to visit this again, but I want you to understand something. God's will for us is that we grow stronger day by day, and our strength is not supposed to be limited by what we face. Folk talk about you, use it as fertilizer to grow. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They can use some rather nasty stuff to grow plants. For example, manure. You know manure is a good fertilizer. Ain't that right, Minister Streeter? Amen. Sometimes dead, decomposed animals, good fertilizer. So if someone's trying to bring you down by talking nasty about you or mistreating you, just take it all and use it for fertilizer. And you get stronger, you get greener, you get taller. And you're not walking around talking about how much it stinks. No, you're blessing God. You're praising the name of the Lord. See, too many times we get caught up on the smell and we miss out on the blessing. Let me say that again, a little different way. Too many times we pay too much attention to the smell and we miss what God wants to do for us. Why? Because all things work together for my good. For your good. Glory to God. Has this blessed you this evening?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Whatever you have to deal with, whatever you go through, let it be a stepping stone to take you higher in God. Amen. 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 Oh, give God praise. Will you do that? Amen.